Now on the telephone I have Maura Lavelle, who is from Children in Hospital Ireland. And good morning, Maura, and thank you for joining
us
on Lifeline.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Maura, could you tell us a little bit about the background to Children in Hospital Ireland? Just, I haven't heard of the organisation myself, and just tell us a little bit about how it came about and the work that you do.
Absolutely. So Children in Hospital Ireland was founded in 1970, so we're nearly 50 years old, by a group of parents who had had children in hospital. And back in those days, it was a very different scenario to what it would be today. So if your child was ill for whatever reason, parents were kind of discouraged from visiting because the staff felt it would just upset the children too much. And so they were literally kind of nearly dropped up the door, in they go, and put into the bed, and that there they were for a number of weeks or whatever. So there was a lady called Patricia Hemmons, and she was really kind of distraught by the way her child seemed when he came out of hospital. He was 5 years of age, and she just got a group of parents. It was literally like a kitchen table charity it started as, and they set up Children in Hospital Ireland based on an English model that was already in operation, and so it has grown from there. I mean, the idea behind it at the start was that children wouldn't be treated like mini adults, and that you know, proper facilities for children, and our role is really for the promotion and the facilitation of play, as well as, you know, advocating for the rights of the child in hospital and that of their families. So that's where we come in. And the reason I had written into Near FM was really just to highlight the fact that National Volunteer Week is coming up in the 14th to the 18th of May. And I suppose we just wanted to be able to talk a little bit about the importance of our volunteers to our organisation and how they are the backbone of what we do. Last year, Debbie actually had me on for a recruitment drive that we were doing for Dublin, the Dublin region, and we had a phenomenal response to it. And as a result, we didn't need to hold any publicity for a recruitment drive this year because we had such a long waiting list of people wanting to volunteer. So Ireland is a super country for people who really want to get involved in these kind of initiatives.
But it's so visionary. Yeah. And could you tell our listeners just a little bit about the work that you actually do when you
absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, so our volunteers, they sign up to us. We ask them for a commitment of hopefully a year at least, you know, because we train them, you know, it's a fairly intensive training program. And they give up 2.5 to 3 hours per week. So it's one shift a week we ask them to do. It can be a morning, afternoon or an evening. And they go in and they are there to provide play for children. And that could be at a hospital bedside where a child is immobile for certain reasons if they're on a drip and they can't leave their room. It could be in a playroom where there's lots of children together and they could be doing lots of arts and crafts, puzzles, board games. Often it's just a case sometimes, you know, for mothers who have a very sick baby in hospital, to allow that mother to go and have a shower to get a cup of tea while they just sit with the child. And it's just that bit of reassurance that a parent gets. I mean, I've been in this situation. My child was in Tala when he was 2 for 3.5 weeks.
Right.
And you are at that bedside with your child because you don't really, you know, you can't leave them. So when this red T-shirt comes in the door with a smile on their face and they want to play with your child, it's incredible. And that's what our volunteers do.
Okay, and is the reverse also true? For example, if a mother desperately needs to get away from her house and has other children in the house, can you provide a kind of a respite in the house to mind those kids while the mother actually goes to the hospital to visit her own child?
We don't provide that. We are, as our name is, it's Children in Hospital. So,
got it, okay.
Yeah, I think logistically it would be a much wider operation, and that's, you're kind of getting into the whole home care market. And I think for our organisation, because we're staffed with 4.5 people and we manage over 400 volunteers, so it's a fairly hefty remit as it is. But ideally, at the moment we're in 13 hospitals nationwide, and I believe there's 18 hospitals that have paediatric wings or shared care services. So, for example, in Crumlin, you would have maybe a lot of oncology patients, but when a lot of their very severe treatment is finished, they then go back to their local hospital, and that's where we come in, and we want to make sure that we get into all of those hospitals, because we're not currently in all of them. So as resources improve and as we apply for funding for various projects, this is our intention.
Yes, okay. Now, I believe National Volunteer Week is from the 14th to the 18th of May. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, yeah, I mean, Volunteer Ireland are the people to get in touch with if people kind of hear the call out for volunteers. I think they're trying to raise awareness to say thank you to the hundreds and thousands of volunteers that exist in Ireland, and then also to highlight the fact that there are lots of different volunteering opportunities. I mean, we might have calls from people thinking, like, say, for example, our volunteer is just so many women, and a lot of men think they can't get involved because it involves playing with children. But sure, that's ridiculous, because kids are female, male, and they love the idea of some male volunteers coming in. It can be a simple thing of playing a game of cards, talking about the football match that was on last night, you know, all of that. So I think Volunteer Ireland want people to understand that there's so many volunteer opportunities, and to visit their local volunteer office and try and get involved. Currently for ourselves, we are not recruiting now. We will be starting to recruit more volunteers in September. But what I would like to highlight for our organisation is, yes, if people are interested in what we do, we are always looking for people to do some fundraising for us, and we have lots of fundraising activities coming up. They can get in contact with us through our website, which is childreninhospital.ie. Or they can contact us by, I just want to make sure that website I've given, it's childreninhospital.ie, or they can email us at info@childreninhospital.ie. And we're hoping to sign up at least 50 runners for the mini marathon this year, so we can kind of make a bit of a statement in our red T-shirts. And we are hosting a cuppa and cookie morning all throughout the whole month of June, if anybody wants to host one on our behalf, to highlight International Children's Day. So there's lots of ways people can get involved. info@childreninhospital.ie, or they can call us at the Dublin number 01-290-3510.
Okay, and I assume that people are not just limited really to the month of May, that these fundraising activities can take place anytime during the year.
Absolutely. Yeah, and we're always looking for ideas as well, so, and for companies to come on board. You know, there's lots of opportunities there. It's a lovely organisation to be aligned with, in the sense that, you know, our kind of motto is, you know, making hospital a happier place for children. And you know, it sounds lovely and it is lighthearted and everything, but there's actually a huge amount of research that tells you that if a child has a good experience in hospital, that every outcome is going to be better as they have to be rehospitalized, or, you know, that all of that, it has a definite impact on their health and well-being following
a good experience.
Exactly.
Okay. And Maura, just in relation to the fundraising, you know, where you're asking people to hold various coffee and tea mornings and so on, or I know Temple Street, for example, or Bake for Temple Street it's been a good success. Do you offer any packages to people to assist them?
Yes, we have a starter pack that we send out, and in it actually we have our super sponsors, which are the East Coast Bakehouse. They're an Irish biscuit company based in Drogheda, and they've been brilliant. They came on board with us last year as well. So we provide starter packs that have tea, coffee, biscuits, donation boxes, and any promotional material that people need. So once they get in contact with us and register that they want to do it, we contact them, find out what they need from us, and we send it on to them. It's a lovely initiative. And like that, what we found last year is that a lot of companies that took it on board decided to have a bake-off in the organisation. So not only did they use our biscuits, but then they started, you know, really kind of pulling all the stops out and baking themselves. So we have some lovely photographs up on our website of some of the results of that. So it's a lovely initiative.
Okay, Maura. And could I ask you, do you receive much, do you receive anything in financial help from the government?
Government, yes. We are part funded by Pubble, which is the SSNO funding. So that, I think, would fund maybe two of our salaries. And then the rest of our funding comes from applying for various grants. This year, we were very lucky to have been chosen. Well, it was last year, actually, but it's running until June this year. By the Community Foundation, the Early Childhood Ireland grant, which is funds raised by the Pyjama Day, which is quite well highlighted. And that has enabled us to fund a project called the Playful Project, which is a project based around the 0 to 6 year age group in hospital for children who are specifically kind of, they're more isolated, that they maybe can't leave the bed for certain reasons. So we're now providing very specialist training to our volunteers to be able to deliver a better kind of quality service to these children.
Okay, Maura. And listen, I believe that also that you've had an influential role in the development of the European Association of Children in Hospital Charter.
One of the founder members of each, of which I think there's 12 other organisations. And that's huge for our organisation because every year there's a conference held. I think this year it was in Lithuania. It's various different countries where we learn about what's going on in other countries and we can share with them what we're doing here. And it's very insightful in a lot of ways. Like some of the countries would be a lot less well off now than we are. So, you know, in a lot of ways, we can really provide our learning and kind of help them along. And then we're learning. I mean, there's some fantastic stuff going on in hospitals around not only Europe, but around the world that we're learning from. I mean, there's a lot done in terms of what we would have done over the years. Even just simple things like having a separate paediatric entrance to the hospitals so that children don't have to walk through an adult A&E, which can be fairly traumatising.
Absolutely.
And the provision of education within hospitals because, you know, we were instrumental in starting off the schools in Crumlin and Tallaght, which is huge because you have a lot of long-stay children and it's very important that their developmental needs are met so that when they come out, you know, not only having had the hospitalisation experience, but that when they come out of hospital, they haven't, they haven't reduced their development in any way. So there's still an awful lot more to do, but we're really getting there.
Yes, that's super, because a couple of months ago I did an interview with a representative from the Irish Psychological Society. I think his name was Mr. McDarby, and he was very concerned about the naming of the new paediatric hospital. A committee had come up with a name, something like Dolphin or something.
Whereas Phoenix,
Phoenix is the one, that's it. And they were very concerned about that. And I think now that actually Leo Varadkar, or the government, or the Minister for Health, has decided that's a very inappropriate name. And there seems to be such a visionary change in the Irish outlook towards children and towards their well-being and towards their psychology, and just hitting them and throwing them into a corner and telling them to be quiet, it's not heard, it's no longer acceptable.
Absolutely, and I think a lot of our work as well would be, you know, the voice of the child is hugely important within their own healthcare. So, you know, often it's like, you know, the parent is spoken to, but it's, you know, and the child needs to be spoken to in plain English that they can understand.
Yes.
Because if they have an understanding of what's wrong with them and how they're going to be treated, it makes it much, much easier for them. And that's a lot of work. And in fact, the new Children's Hospital Group, along with the National Children's Hospital and Our Lady's Children's Hospital in Crumlin, they did a lovely piece of work around the voice of the child. And they called it Joining the Dots, which we were involved in, where we actively surveyed parents and patients receiving care in these hospitals to see what, you know, going forward for the new Children's Hospital Group, what we can do better and how we can deliver the services that need to be delivered for these children. So it was a really interesting piece of work. And, you know, obviously people were very happy to come on board with that. But you're right, that things have really changed for children. I mean, they're being treated with the respect. I mean, they're hugely important. They are the future. So
absolutely.
All of their experiences are so valuable. They're invaluable, really.
Yes.
You know.
Well, I just want to, Maura, just to ask you then, and just in the light of this interview today, could you just list the main points that you would like to get across to our listeners? Just in quick summary bullet points. We've talked about many aspects of your work, and just the bullet points for that you would like to get across for today.
Okay. Well, firstly, it's to say a huge thank you to all of our volunteers at Children in Hospital Ireland, because they are the backbone of what we do. Without them, we don't have a service. And thanking them for their enthusiasm. Secondly, it's to highlight that National Volunteer Week is coming up, and that, you know, if people are interested in volunteering, they should contact their local volunteer office, because there's a huge amount of organisations that need people, and organisations that people maybe haven't even heard of. So it's a great way to get involved. And then also, just to highlight again the importance of play and recuperation. It's not child's play. It's a very specific role, but one that there's great training that we give. So when people are getting involved, they get super training, and not to be afraid of it, but it's a lovely thing to be able to do. Okay. And then also, just if people like to get involved with any of our fundraisers, we'd be delighted. And if they could contact us at info@childreninhospital.ie or log on to our website, which is childreninhospital.ie, they can find lots of information there. So we need marathon runners, because we're all running the mini marathon here in our red t-shirts. We have fundraising packs. We have fundraising packs for all of our fundraisers, so we'd love to hear from people.
Absolutely. So just as we're coming to the end of the interview, Maura, is there any point that we haven't just mentioned that you'd just particularly like to highlight yourself?
Oh gosh, now you're putting me on the spot, because I'll be worried.
Sorry, Maura.
One thing I actually didn't mention is we have a partnership arrangement with the Art and Hobby Gift Stores, which are there.
Right, okay.
I think 18 stores in Ireland, and they're online as well. And basically what we like to say to people is, if they are looking to buy a gift for a child and they're in there, they can always buy a gift voucher for €5, and that gets sent directly to us for us to buy much needed crayons and arts and crafts materials.
Okay.
For hospitals, and we never have enough crayons. So anybody out there with a crayon connection, please get in touch.
Got it.
But Art and Hobby have been really, really helpful to us in that, and we're trying to make it as easy as possible for people to give something small, which makes all the difference to us.
Oh, that's super. Well, look, thank you very much for joining us on Lifeline on Near FM today, Maura. And
I
look forward to...
Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, you're very welcome. And I enjoyed hearing about you. And I'm still surprised that I've never heard that you've been 50 years. That would mean
nearly
that...
Nearly 50 years.
1968, approximately.
Well, it was 1970. So we've got another year and a half, and we'll hopefully be celebrating in a big way.
Right. Well, thank you very much, Maura. And I look forward to speaking to you again in the near future.
Great.
Bye
Thank
for now.
Thank you so much.
Bye bye.
Take care. Bye bye now.
Okay, that was Maura Lavelle from Children in Hospital Ireland.